From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM at 30, one head of government makes the case for a success story. A political union initiative by four Caribbean states runs into criticism from a former prime minister and was a High Court judge right to pour scorn on a chief prosecutor. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
They got Beijing in this country, they got Jamaicans in this country, they got St. Lucia's in this country that's supposed to be deported. And nobody ain't even got time for them. This is how loving and peaceful and harmonizing we is.
What really they supposed to do about this CARICOM they really ain't doing?
CARICOM need to release some of the energy among this Caribbean by low freights, low custom duties.
Caribbean voices from within the Caribbean community on CARICOM, its status and future. At 30, the regional groupings on the verge of implementing some momentous decisions, but that has been so for a while, and CARICOM has more than its fair share of critics. It's a subject the BBC Caribbean service will give special attention to in an hour-long program this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Caribbean time, 6 p.m. Jamaica time, where two heads of government will share their thoughts and aspirations, but more on that a little later. Antiguan Prime Minister Lester Byrd won't be on this evening Caribbean Interactive, but like other CARICOM leaders, he believes the grouping has had its share of successes. Mr. Byrd spoke to Caribbean Report on a mobile phone earlier today while making his constituency rounds.
Well, the